Now, to your health. Sponsored by My Eye Doctor, doctors of optometry. Visit myeyedoctor.com.
Senator Bernie Sanders now off the presidential campaign trail for the time being after being hospitalized in Las Vegas. The senator reported experiencing some chest discomfort and had a heart procedure last night for a blocked artery. Joining us live to talk more about it, Dr. Warren Levy, a cardiologist with Virginia Heart. Dr. Levy, great to have you back here. We know that two stents were successfully inserted into an artery of Bernie Sanders. Talk to us a little bit about why stents are needed. What do they do?
Well, stents have really been a tremendous breakthrough, which have allowed us to treat these kinds of problems relatively simply to alleviate blockages in arteries that could lead to heart attacks. So let's remember that the arteries supply the blood to the heart muscle, and we can develop blockages in those arteries, so it makes it very difficult for the blood to get through. If one of those arteries closes off completely, that leads to heart damage. That's what causes a heart attack. That's when the heart muscle cells die. It sounds like Senator Sanders was fortunate in that he had some symptoms of what we call angina, or chest discomfort, or heaviness, or pressure squeezing in the chest. That is an indication that part of the heart's not getting an adequate blood supply. He got immediate medical attention. They discovered a significant blockage in a single artery, and they were able to open it up with this little balloon-type catheter procedure in which there's a metallic scaffolding or stent that we put into the artery that helps hold it open and restores the blood flow, and then hopefully prevents any heart damage from occurring. So this is a good news story, discovering the problem before it led to any damage and alleviating the problem. But it doesn't mean that you go home and forget about it. There's a significant risk factor modification that needs to follow through in terms of diet and exercise and all those good things. But it also serves as a reminder for all of us and all of your listeners that we all need to pay attention to our numbers and assess our risk and get medical attention and don't ignore symptoms if they occur.
Mm-hmm. Now, what type of recovery, what time is needed for a procedure like this? And also speak to someone of Senator Sanders' age in his late 70s.
Okay, well, that's sort of a loaded question, but, you know, normally if there's no heart damage and it's just an elective procedure, we usually have patients take it easy for a day and then back to full speed ahead after just one day. Now, I don't want to set Senator Sanders up to have to be running back on the campaign trail right away, but if there's been any heart damage, we might ask folks to take it easy a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. Senator Sanders is 78. Anyone as we get older has a higher likelihood of developing blockages in arteries anywhere in the body. But, you know, this can also serve as a shot across the bow. You become aware that this is an issue. You take care of it. You take the appropriate medications. You reduce your risk of any further events. And it doesn't mean that he would need to be limited in any way going forward.
All right, Dr. Levy, thanks so much. That's Dr. Warren Levy, a cardiologist with Virginia Heart.